A diplomatic clash between neighbors Colombia and Venezuela is raising alarms in South America. The U.S.-backed president of Colombia, Álvaro Uribe, and Venezuela's left-wing president, Hugo Chávez, have clashed before. At one point, Chávez sent troops and tanks to the border. This time, Chávez has severed diplomatic relations with Colombia, following accusations that his government is harboring Marxist rebels. John Otis reports from Bogotá.
It's no secret that Colombia's FARC rebels cross into Venezuela to escape from Colombian troops, stash hostages, and buy weapons. But although the FARC has been blacklisted by the United States and Europe as a terrorist group, Chávez openly admires the guerrillas. Colombian officials say it goes beyond that. They claim Chávez has been coddling the rebels and is allowing top FARC leaders to openly live inside his country. The Uribe government this week released photos allegedly showing rebel leaders relaxing on beaches, smoking cigars, and holding pig roasts in Venezuela. It also released the GPS coordinates of some of the 38 rebel camps it claims the FARC has set up on Venezuelan territory. At a meeting of the Organization of American States in Washington on Thursday, Colombian Ambassador Luis Alfonso Hoyos used photos, maps, and videos to lay out his government's case. We're going to show you where the guerrilla camps are, Hoyos said, along with who the rebels are, what roads and shelters they use, and who protects them. Chávez responded by breaking relations with Colombia. He denied supporting the guerrillas and lashed out at President Uribe, who will step down next month after 8 years in office.
Hago responsable al presidente Uribe, enfermo de odio.
Chávez says Uribe is sick with hatred because he's about to end up in the dustbin of history. But the dispute is also between Uribe and the man who will replace him, President-elect Juan Manuel Santos. Santos has vowed to repair relations with Venezuela and has invited Chávez to his August 7 inaugural ceremony, though Chávez has decided not to go due to an alleged assassination plot. With billions in U.S. aid, Uribe waged a successful military campaign against the FARC and says his country must defend this achievement like lions, and by that he also means keeping the pressure on Chávez. Uribe tried and failed to change the constitution so he could run for a third term. Many analysts believe he is frustrated at his lame duck status and may be trying to impose his hardline foreign policy on the incoming Colombian government. Uribe went so far as to call Santos's diplomatic overtures to Chávez stupid. At a news conference in Mexico, President-elect Santos was diplomatic.
Sobre el tema de las relaciones nuestras con Venezuela.
About our relations with Venezuela, I think the best contribution we can make is to just not say anything, Santos said. President Uribe is president of the country until August 7. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.